What's up, y'all? Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex on this glorious, happy Wednesday. For those of you who really pay attention, you may notice that I'm wearing my Jeep hat, which means I'm at the undisclosed location. Did I say this is a default route? This is the default route, undisclosed location. And some of you may have even went as far as to put together, hey, it's Wednesday. What are you doing? Out of the Metropolitan, off the concrete, on Wednesday, when Wednesday is office day. Well, because of the California fires in Southern California, we were excused from going into the office today, which I am fairly grateful for. So I used the time to come out to the undisclosed location. Why ain't this thing going in the red? Here I go. Here I go. It's on six. It's on six. But it's not going in the red. Even though I'm talking to it like that. Oh boy. I don't care. I mean, I don't care, but you know. Technology. Can't live with it. Actually, in my case, let's be real. Can't live without it. Can't live without it. My case, there probably is no alternative. But anyway, I'm sure it's picking up. So, I'm out here at the undisclosed location. Family, my mother. Let me just say this. Hopefully we all get old. Hopefully we all get old. And we do it as gracefully as possible. It's not pretty. A lot of cases, getting old is not pretty. You have to sit and watch somebody in pain or struggling, mentally and physically, psychologically, ego-wise, people who have always been in command of themselves, and usually everything and everybody around them, now totally dependent on other people. It's not pretty. But we all will probably have to go through it. Not we all, but unfortunately, there are different ways for us to exit this life. And I don't want to say physical life, because that would imply that there's something, another dimension or another step. And as far as my belief of there being afterlife or something after this, I'm not even really sure I really drilled down and went over my thoughts about it, but roughly, I believe, or I'm thinking, as soon as the brain dies, it's over. There's no more, there's no spirit, there's no future. Afterlife, there's no another realm, there's no continuation. And that's just based on, you know, the way I see life, what I've seen, my observation of the sciences, and how I think basically life works. And also how I may believe that mankind created afterlife and God and all that. So, and it kind of fits in the scenario or the storyline of how man would do that and how this would evolve into this belief and so on and so forth. So I believe once you're dead, you're done. I believe the continuation is what you leave, or the influences you have, or the memories or the thoughts about you, the work you've left, the ideas, the impact you had on this universe, that sort of thing, is what I believe lasts forever. And what could be, if you leave an indelible mark on humanity, like Donald Trump has, you live on forever. Not in the sense of a self or being you, but through humanity. And that, I believe, may be, I was going to say the ultimate goal. I could probably even say my ultimate goal. To leave a smudge mark, stain, imprint, energy, something on humanity that will last. And probably be a tad prominent. And basically to last. That'll be my forever and my eternity. If there is an eternity, because it's possible that even the universe won't last forever. It's possible none of this will last forever. And if you ask me, the way life goes, nothing is created to last forever. It's cyclical, it evolves, it changes. Life, every bit of life we've ever seen, dies and is repurposed somehow. And I think that dying mechanism is just important as the birthing, producing mechanism. Evolution saved us. And you don't have evolution without death. We evolved from primates. A lot of people say that it's because the dinosaurs died out, which created a niche for small little primate to evolve and the such, in the trees, savannas of Africa, we believe. And in fact, I was talking to my supervisor the other day, and she brought up the case where, you know, it was discovered so many tens of thousands of years ago how they found artifacts of skeleton. What's it called when they find the body parts? Fossil, human fossils, whatever, of a elderly person who looked to have injuries, looked to have a broken leg that was taken care of. And they look to that as the sign of consciousness or awareness of the evolution of humanity to take care of a family member or somebody who was no longer able to contribute or to function. Compassion. They had compassion for that individual to actually keep them around, to utilize resources and energy on them when they really couldn't contribute anything. I guess that poses a deeper understanding of life and I guess less instinctive and maybe a little bit more, well, of course, people are going to say human. And that might be self-righteous or, you know, give me yourself that credit. Walking by the school here, kids just like to run. Of course, they're playing soccer now, but kids just like to run. I remember I was walking down my street. There was a bunch of kids. They were just running. They weren't really doing nothing. They were just running, like chasing each other. Not even really chasing each other, just running and screaming. And my granddaughter does. We go down in the basement on my breaks. She get going. She be running too. She be running too. So, life, family, property, legalese, wills and testaments, all of that is part of the ongoing exchange and happenings of life. I'm tired of carrying this thing. It's making my arm tired. I don't know why it's more tired than usual, but it is. So I'm gonna turn around this way. It's not about me anyhow. Well, it is about me, but it's not about the video. It's about the audio and the wisdom of which I am expelling. Like gas in an elevator. Like expelling gas in an elevator? No. Just trying to say something cool or catchy. It's not that at all. Yeah. I knew that those black and miles did something for my weight and my eating habits. But it's like miraculous. I knew it did it. I just didn't know it did it that damn good. My God. It's almost like stupendous. How much weight I lost. I believe. Or how much eating I forego. I foregoed. Before I, when I was smoking those black and mild. To the point where I come back, I get back on the weekend track and I'm gaining weight. Smoking them black and milds, I lost so much weight, I believe, from not eating. it had to correct itself when I went back to my regular diet that usually, you know, I drop weight. I looked at my weight history. I think Saturday I was down to 203. And then come Sunday, I'm up to 203, then I made it back up to 213. It's just crazy. I know that 203 wasn't real. And I probably know the 213 ain't real either, for all intents and purposes. But damn. And I also might have to rethink my salad, potato chips, my evening meal. It done went too far. I done went too far with it. I'm human. And I've always said one of the best parts of being human is often seen as a shortcoming. Our free will to choose things and do things we know that aren't good for ourselves. But I gotta rethink my evening meal. Because it's not serving me as it once did. But the weight is coming off. And for the most part, I feel good about it. And I'm doing, you know, what I'm attempting to do. I'm accomplishing what I'm attempting to do for the most part. Just maybe not as expeditiously as I would like. But we'll see. We'll see. We will continue. We're fairly happy with what's transpired as far as my weight. Notice I didn't say health. As far as my weight, my fixation on my weight may be unwarranted, maybe even unjustified, but I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I've been weighing myself at least 3 times a day for years now, decades. And I got records of it. It's my thing. It's my thing now, so, you know, just got to go from there. You know? Woo! 50 degrees. This 50 feels a lot warmer than the 50 at the default location. I'll tell you that. That's a long green light for this old raggedy side street. But feels good to be out here. Feels like a Monday. I guess because I'm in the undisclosed location, different surroundings. Going through a different thing. A different setup. I'm no longer in the comfort and solitude of my dwellings. I have to deal with other people. Socialize, of course, but actually interact and work with other people and the such. Respond and all that. Be aware of, work around, you know. And it's probably good that I do. Probably good for me. Am I fantasizing about when I go back home? I'm fighting it. I'm fighting it. But the time and date that I'm looking to is definitely etched boldly in the front of my mind. But I'm good. I'm good. It's fun to play with. I guess it's another fun thing that I probably like to play with. You know, ooh, I can't wait to get back on Wednesday, Saturday, whatever. Think about Black and Miles, being in my spot, food, TV, maybe a couple of good football games. None of which the Steelers will be in. And deservedly so. Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna take a break. I don't think I've ever done that before. I'm sweating a lot. Mr. Skill said 211.2. There's a chance I could be down to 207 today, though much as I feel like I'm sweating. Again, anomaly weight, water weight. I just gotta adjust, because that salad I made, again, I can't even call it a salad. I gotta think of another name. Just too much meat, cheese, mushrooms, olives, dressing. I forget what else I put in, but just stuff. Eggs. You know what? I made some eggs. And they came out kind of soft boiled. Oh my God. The yolk wasn't like a hard solid yellow. Oh my God. Woo. The yolk was kind of like a deep orangey, softy kind of thing. Oh my God. Woo. Cause I'm used to, hell yeah, I used to put eggs on the boil. They be boiling for like 20 minutes.
Wait.
I be like letting them boil for like 20 minutes. Wait. And the egg, the yolk be like a hard yellow ball.
Wait.
And not like soft and, you know, not like soft and nice and gooey and stuff. It was good. I put them in my salad. Oh my God. I can't stand them gas blowers. I think Pastor Dean outlawed them. I think they might outlaw them before 8 a.m. or something. But I can't stand them. The noise. They everywhere. And I guess they work because everybody got them. Whew. I should check to see if this is recording my voice, huh? I believe it is. I believe it is. So, I sit out here with my mother, taking care of her. Well, we're not even taking care of her. Well, I guess I wouldn't say that I'm taking care of her. I'm just out here, I guess, keeping her company. There's other people around who actually do the real caregiving and the heavy lifting. You know, I do what I can here and there. And I probably should be more grateful to do it, but not who I am. But you can do anything you want to, Jeffrey. This is true. Maybe not somebody I want to be. But that's your mother, Jeffrey. I know. She raised me to be this way. Remember we was walking up here in the roof, we were doing the roof. And we're gonna walk past the Walmart up here. And look, they got the roof done. Kinda looked the same, but I'm sure it's not. Tired. I am. What's with that? Huh? What's with me being tired? On a Wednesday. So I say Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Ideally, get up Saturday, get my steps in here, jump in the car, drive home in time to sit down and watch that first football game, you know, eat a light breakfast, get my normal breakfast, good way to start the Saturday off. It's a lot. No, it's not a lot. Well, it is a lot. It's a lot, but we humans have ways to breaking things down to make it not seem like a lot. Our brains evolved to survive. There's a saying thinking that our brains evolved to survive, not to do math. Or not to understand certain things, or to even almost maybe even be aware of certain things. Our brains evolve not to be eaten by that next animal, and how to catch that next animal and eat it. There's definitely a chance, I believe, that later in our evolution, our instincts in this learning changed into different behaviors, especially socially, meaning those of us who can recognize threat and somebody you're cohabitating with, somebody in the group, how to manipulate others in the group, how to be congenial, obviously. Those individuals will be well-liked and probably will survive and thrive. And that mentality would be passed down. Just like grandson number two. It's like the happiest baby I've ever seen in my life. Always smiling and looking around wide-eyed. They said, Mia, Jeffrey, my son was like that. just happy and, you know, spirited, playful, smiling at everybody all the time, smiling before he was supposed to be able to smile. Technically, as they say, oh, that's gas. I don't know. And then it became evident, no, that ain't gas. So it could be a tendency towards happiness or joy or laughter or whatever can be passed down. Because he does look like Jeffrey. Kmart. I always got to get a picture of that Kmart. One day, well, I did before. I need to come up here and get pictures. They got Die Hard and Craftsman, Kenmore, all the old brands still on the wall. I did at one time was up here and got high resolution pictures of it. I remember pulling in that parking lot and doing it. Probably never find them, but I did. So, as we go through life, the way we go through it, the way we evolve to go through it, in the situation we were born in to go through it, with the things that are passed down to us, things that we inherit, born into. We navigate our own personal situations. And we develop into a hybrid of probably what we want and what we were poised to be. I hear the metro. What time is it? Here it is. I don't know if it went by yet or not. You see it? Here it goes. Whew, it's probably 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock down it, where I used to turn. Ah, here I go. Halfway point, Alabama. Woo. What time is it? Gonna see what time it is? 9:42. Damn, that's early. Damn, I did good. 9:42? That's not even a 10 o'clock one. Wow, what the hell is that about? Alright, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna check to see if it's working. Don't run me over. Don't run me over. People get their food in the morning, come out the drive-thru. Trying to get that food in their mouth. I've been there, I've done that. Just thinking about the situation. The current situation, my current living situation, where I'm at now, the people in the house, things I have to deal with, responsibilities I have, obligations, quote unquote obligations, to family, my mother, relationships. I pretty much avoid relationships in general because I don't want to be obligated. And that's right, right on the Pep Boys. Usually be a line. You get in the Pep Boys. when I walk up this way. Looks like they already opened, let people in. Used to be a lot of people standing in line to get in there. I'm out here doing what I do. Can you tell? I'm out here doing what I do. See, this thing is not tight no more. I gotta figure out how to tighten that up. All right, I need to check to see if this thing is actually recording my voice. I done shot so much time. And if it ain't recording my voice, that'd be fun. But I'm pretty sure it is. Swinging on y'all? Am I swinging on y'all? Am I? Turn the brightness up so I can see it. Yeah, at least so I can see it. See a little bit of it. Yeah, audio, it's not bouncing at all. So hopefully it's just stuck. I did 36 minutes. Starting to get into it. Starting to finally wake up and get my stride or whatever. Still a little bit achy. My ankle was sore a little bit, but I kind of walked that off. Still need to go to the podiatrist. Got a little bit of irritation on that toe. Ingrown nail or something. Got a few other administrative things I need to tend to. Oh, I need to go get my car washed too. I need to go get a free car wash. Guess I can do that Saturday on the way out. Then cancel it. three-day weekend coming up. Try not to think about it. Inauguration, MLK Day. Oh, today my daughter's birthday. I should do a video for her, like I used to. I'm glad I made those videos. Because over time, you forget. You lose little details. More and more details fade. The next thing you know, you're like, I don't remember nothing. I don't remember none of it. But I'm good. I am. It ain't easy. Actually, it is, but I was telling my supervisor the other day, it's so easy and ridiculously easy. At a certain point, you reach a certain point where it becomes easy. You reach a certain point in life, hopefully, through understanding the foundation you started off with, the tools you were given, the things you were able to watch and see and be a part of, hopefully help you become, well, ain't no hopefully, definitely help you become the person you are. And hopefully that person is something that you want to be. Hopefully that person that you become is the person that you want to be. If you really think about it, is it possible not? Is it possible not to become the person you want to be? If you think about it, huh? Is it? I gotta figure, go through this whole thing again. Go through this whole hold the camera thing again. I do reevaluate stuff. I do reevaluate a lot of stuff. Everything I do, I will reevaluate it. So, yeah, it's possible for me to do this better. I can take that, improve that, make a change here, and look, boom, 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 boom. Yeah, I should check this. Talking for 36 minutes. There don't be no audio. Checking for 36 minutes, don't be no audio. And happy Wednesday, boys and girls. And in closing, I want to say that being there for your parents in the twilight of their years is the best case scenario. To be there when they need support and they need almost 100% assistance probably the best case scenario. Especially at the end.
Wait.
Especially at the end.
Wait.
Here's the one the granddaughter like. She like it when you hit the button and say, Whoa. That truck swung wide.
Walk sign is on to cross. Walk sign.
I should have had the camera flipped around so you could have seen it, though. How he swung that corner. It's kind of cool. So, here we are. Here we are. Here we are. Where are we? We don't know. Why are we? We don't know. Is it my life goal to find out? Or to figure out, I should say? Pretty much. Or to come up with a pretty good idea, at least in my mind, of why we're here. That's what I'm looking to do. I think I always have. Even when I was young, I was always interested in history programs, science programs, and universe, especially the universe. Oh my God. Stars, universe. I've done a lot of self-study on origins, you know, through the internet, when the internet came out, even before, when the internet came out, but you still had to print everything. I used to have a government five drawer, like 5 foot metal file cabinet, all my stuff in it, paperwork and stuff, printed articles, elementary particles, leptons, quarks, Big Bang. Quarks, Gluons, Red Giants, White Dwarfs, Big Bang. There are 8 billion tails in the naked universe. This, I am just one of them. Those of you familiar may know where that comes from. Probably one of my favorite. P-Funk or even Parliament. Their Parliament albums are definitely on top. Parliament. Probably be Parliament and Parlette. Parliament and Parlette. With a lot of good funkadelic songs. And bootsy songs. I mean, there's a lot of good music. There's just a lot of good music in the P-Funk catalog. We all know that, but you know. Parliament for me. That is just so beautiful. That was the one that started it all. Just so beautiful. How did that come about? Because I was just thinking, it sounds like an intro. And they just played it through the whole song. Not through the whole song, they broke it down. Let me ride. Sang down, sweet chariot stopping. Let me ride. Swaying down, sweet chariot stopping. Let me ride. Swaying down. Sweet chariot stopping, let me ride. So beautiful. It's just so, so beautiful. I remember when I first heard that, when I first heard it, how beautiful it was. When I first heard that music. Anyway, swinging on y'all. I think I'm done. Swinging on y'all 2 times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.